For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who sent anti-Trump texts to his mistress during the Russia probe, denies GOP claims of bias as his hearing turns into a partisan brawl. Congressman Trey Gowdy said in his opening remarks,
he thinks promising to stop someone he is supposed to be fairly investigating from ever becoming president isn't bias. He thinks talking about an insurance policy to keep someone from becoming president isn't bias.
Strzok says none of his personal beliefs have ever entered into the realm of any action he took as an FBI agent.
Having worked in national security for 2 decades and proudly served in the U.S. Army, those opinions were expressed out of deep patriotism and an unyielding belief in our great American democracy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who sent anti-Trump texts to his mistress during the Russia probe, denies GOP claims of bias as his hearing turns into a partisan brawl. Congressman Trey Gowdy said in his opening remarks,
he thinks promising to stop someone he is supposed to be fairly investigating from ever becoming president isn't bias. He thinks talking about an insurance policy to keep someone from becoming president isn't bias.
Strzok says none of his personal beliefs have ever entered into the realm of any action he took as an FBI agent.
Having worked in national security for 2 decades and proudly served in the U.S. Army, those opinions were expressed out of deep patriotism and an unyielding belief in our great American democracy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump is declaring victory after securing promises from NATO partners that they'd up their commitments after he demanded they speed up increasing military spending to 2% of GDP and double that in a few years.
Tremendous progress has been made. Everyone's agreed to substantially up their commitment. They're going to up it at levels that they've never thought of before.
Trump is now in London, where he'll spend 4 days in trade talks. But back home, Senator Bob Corker is not happy with Trump's so-called trade war, saying Americans are being impacted by retaliatory tariffs.
I do not think it'll come as a big surprise to anyone here that I'm very concerned about the president's trade policies, and I think we all should be.
Protesters have been loud in the U.K., but Trump says he thinks he's well-liked there, especially his stance on immigration. President Trump will meet with Vladimir Putin next week in Finland. Republican Senator Cory Gardner accuses Russia of malicious activities.
I think we should name Russia a state sponsor of terror. I've been on the record saying that Russia should be a state sponsor of terror. I hope that this meeting is about Russia's continued violation of international law.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stormy Daniels should never have been arrested at a Columbus strip club, according to the chief of police, and she's launching an investigation to determine if her officers' motives were improper. Chief Kim Jacobs says she'll take the heat for the arrest at Siren Strip Club, where Stormy was busted for touching an undercover vice officer during her performance. As TMZ reported, the arrest was bogus because the law only prohibits touching by dancers who perform regularly at a club, and Stormy was a featured guest for only 2 nights. Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, tells MSNBC,
here's my view of this, okay? I think this is